Along now, the Melody Roundup. Howdy, neighbors. This is your old corral pal, Red Harper, inviting you to stick around for the next 15 minutes and give a listen to some of the best Western and country music from all over this great land of ours. Today, we're going to kind of stick close to our home diggings here and have ourselves a time of listening to Clippy Stone and the whole gang out there on the hometown jamboree. Okay, Clippy boy, come on in here.
That very little, very cute, wonderful yodeling singer... Little Miss, I didn't know the gun was loaded. Betsy Gay!
Hi, Betsy, what is wrong?
Hi, Clippy.
Hi, Betsy. How's things, dear?
Oh, pretty good.
How did you do with the deacon tonight?
Oh, huh? I had a lot of fun.
You were on his television show.
That's right.
Say, you sure dressed up cute. Look at that. Braids.
Oh, thank you.
Ribbons and a new fancy dress and everything. We got requests for just any song you want to sing. They just say make it lots of gay tonight.
Well, how about that little number I had on Capitol Records called That Ain't in Any Catalog?
That Ain't in Any Catalog? All right, fine.
Rears and Sawbuck, rears and Sawbuck.
Back on the farm, I thought the world came in a catalog. A coupon brought us frying pans to go for tractor hogs. Then one day after carnival, the wrong man up and smiled. He showed his manly chest to me and I ran off plumb wild. Hey, Ma,
hey, Ma,
that ain't in any catalog. He made me tingle clear down to my toes. Hey, Pa,
hey, Ma,
that ain't in any catalog. You gotta go and fetch me one of those.
Rears and Sawbuck, rears and Sawbuck.
On page 18, a handsome guy smiled in a union suit. I filled a coupon out and wrote, send one of these. He's cute. I got an answer and my heart was heavy as a rock. They sent my money back and said that number's not in stock. Him
all,
that ain't in any catalog. He made me tingle clear down to my soul.
Hey, Pa,
that ain't in any catalog. You gotta go and fetch me one of those.
Betsy, come on back. Now, don't wander off. Come on. Come on here. I just wish that when the good Lord passed out the talent that I wasn't behind the door somewhere and I could yodel also like that. Was that a gift, dear? I mean, could you just...
I guess I got double tonsils or something.
Double tonsils, huh? Well, I mean, could you just yodel right from the beginning?
Well, just about.
You mean when you were born, probably the first thing that your mother heard was you yodeling?
Well, the first thing I think I went with, something like that.
Oh, that's so wonderful. We got to have another one. What do you want to
well,
do?
Well, you know, I have a little love song that I haven't sung for about 3 years. I used to sing it with you. I mean, when you were on another show with me.
Oh, you mean with Stuart Hamill?
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's called Meet Me Tonight in the Cowshed.
Oh, I remember. I used to be the cowshed.
Oh, meet me tonight in the cow shed. Now after the cows go home, and though it is only a cow shed, it's just like home, sweet home. And when Betsy and Sally and Annie say moo, now that means they're lonesome and looking for you. So won't you meet me tonight? Meet me tonight in that cow shed, now down by that Jewel's Mill stream, and
Betsy. And Betsy, don't you leave the stage now. We've got another job for you out here. We're going to call a fella out, have him do a song, and then have the two of you do a duet. Now, the one I'm bringing out is a fella that every week you've heard him on the program as much as you've heard any of us. And he's indeed somebody to depend on day in and day out, week in and week out, to do a good job on anything he tries to do. If you saw the television show tonight, you saw him play the part of Clancy with Clancy Lowered the Boom. I'd like to bring him out now to entertain you, our good Candy Kisses kid, Eddie Kirk. Eddie!
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you very much. Do you want me to do mine now or with... All right. We'll do a solo. I had a request to do a number for Mr. and Mrs. Levi on their wedding anniversary. And also for Jane, who's staying at home tonight. She's sick in bed, Cliffy. We'll do a song called Please Don't Cry Over Me. Had a request for it.
Please don't cry over me. Don't waste your sympathy. Cause I'm not crying. But you'll get by somehow. I know in time you'll forget. Someday I know you'll be happy when you find a love that is true. Cause I'm not crying over you.
Don't you leave. And Betsy Gage, come on back down here, huh? Last Saturday night, after we left the air, the two of them got together and did some of the fanciest duet yodeling I think I've ever heard. And do you kids feel like repeating it, huh?
Oh,
yes.
Yes.
All right. What do we got?
The Alpine Milkman.
Alpine Milkman. All right.
The steel guitar and the steel guitar line.
Doggone, I sure do hate to interrupt such fine music, but there's just a lot of chores around here that's got to be done. So this is Red Harper inviting you to join us on Melody Roundup the next time we come your way. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.